Dershowitz, if Joe Biden is innocent, let him be the one calling for a special counsel. By Jeff Poor on August 26, 2023. Friday on FNC's Hannity, Harvard Law Professor Emeritus Alan Dershowitz argued President Joe Biden should be for a special counsel investigation into the alleged wrongdoing that has overshadowed his presidency. Dershowitz argued if he were innocent, a special counsel investigation would clear it up. "You know, Professor, I'm very curious," host Sean Hannity said. "I don't remember or recall, we probably have talked about. I just don't remember off the top of my head, but this whole issue of Burisma. Let me give you the timeline. October 2015, we know from the reporting of John Solomon that it became the official policy after interagency collaboration for the U.S. to give this $1 billion to Ukraine in loan guarantees because they had concluded on the issue of corruption that Ukraine had made significant progress and that they deserved it. Let's move to December 4th, same year, 2015. That is the day that Hunter Biden is in Dubai. He's meeting with Burisma executives," he continued. "Okay, he doesn't have any experience in oil, energy at all or Ukraine, but he is being paid a fortune, as you know. And anyway, their big problem at the time was they needed DC help. Obviously, Hunter Biden has no clout in DC, but his father, the vice president, does. So, that day, December 4, 2015, they get on the phone with Joe Biden. 5 days later, Joe Biden is in Ukraine, and that's when he leveraged $1 billion of our tax dollars going against U.S. policy because the U.S. policy was he was to deliver that money to get a prosecutor fired in hours," he added. He brags on tape later that son of a bee he did it. And so, Ukraine gets the billion after they fire the guy. The guy, we just played, he thinks it's bribery, which got him fired, and Hunter continues to be enriched. Now, Professor, how would you describe that transaction? Because that sounds like a real bribery scandal to me. I would describe it as sufficient to warrant the invocation of special counsel from outside the government," Dershowitz replied. And Joe Biden himself ought to be asking for a special counsel. There is enough smoke. There's enough suspicion. I don't want, if I were myself, anybody to suspect me of bribery. If he's innocent, let him be the one calling for a special counsel. Let Garland then go outside, pick the former dean, the presidents of universities, somebody, former judge and justice of the Supreme Court, let them investigate the case, and then let them. But, Professor, you know that's never going to happen," Hannity interrupted. "You know that that's not going to happen because the evidence that we have now, that we've corroborated, is damning, isn't it? That is a strong prosecutable case, isn't it? It is an investigable case, and it may rise to the level of a prosecutable case if everything alleged turns out to be true," Dershowitz replied. "And that's the basis for appointing a special counsel. Maybe people ought to go to court and demand that the court require the appointment of special counsel because it seems to fit within all the criteria for special counsel. And the failure to appoint a special counsel, now there is already a special counsel. And to be clear, the special counsel should be investigating Joe Biden," Hannity said. "This is not a Hunter Biden scandal. You agree with that?" "I agree that it's a Biden," Dershowitz responded. "It's a scandal that alleges serious matters against the president. And the matters would be bribery, and then according to James Comer, with all these shell corporations, that turns out to be true. 9 Biden family members being enriched, including grandchildren. I wonder what they did for Burisma," Hannity said. "Look, the other thing that Congress can do, Congress can appoint a special counsel," Dershowitz added. Now, he would have subpoena power under the Justice Department. If the Congressional Committee feels there's no sufficient investigation, they can conduct an investigation by hiring an outside counsel. That's within their power. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.